It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the Newark, New Jersey metro area. And of course, worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and on the 77 WABC app. Well, just the other day, I was looking over the Nielsen ratings for the show, and 1 month we came in 5, 1 month we came in 7, but consistently we are in the top 10 in New York AM radio for the 10 o'clock hour. I'm touched, and it's because of the great listeners that we have for the show. And also, I do have to mention, I do appreciate the emails, the texts, the phone calls that I receive on a regular basis from people that enjoy the content. That's why we do it, and we appreciate your feedback. Well, every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and ask them the questions that are on your mind. We discuss such a wide range of topics, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, hiring, financial planning, time management, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. As we do each week, just want to open with a couple of thank yous to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Cirilli, Rena, Miriam, Dina, Hoodie, thank you. Also to the folks at 77 WABC, how can I forget them? James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, we're a special mention here to the various channels that we're syndicated on. Many of you have seen our column in Mishpocha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column. We're on C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube, and all the episodes are available at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Frequently, I'm asked the question, say, you interviewed the CEO of Dale Carnegie? Yes, we did. Can I access that? Can I go and listen to that interview? Yes, you can. It's free. All you have to do is go to mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. That's where you hear the interview that I had with Joe Hart. What about, the list of guests are just unreal. Captain Sully Sullenberger, Jason Robinson, the director of marketing at UPS, Steven Sadov, the former CEO at Saks Fifth Avenue, Shep Hyken, world-renowned customer service expert, Jeffrey Hazlett, Todd Magazine, David Colby, Dawn Fay, the list goes on, and they're all available for free by going to mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. Well, tonight we have none other than Loida Noriega. Did I say it right?
Noriega.
Loida Noriega Wilson. I almost got it right.
Almost.
Loida Noriega.
Noriega
Wilson. It's okay. You know, this is radio, but the people know that, and that's why, you know, the people enjoy the show. I'm transparent here. I'm not going to go and edit that out. I got to get it right. I did practice it beforehand, but hey, this is all about being human, and yes, it's about growing your business, but that's part of it. You make some mistakes, you move forward. But tonight's show is all about brands, paycheck, and HR services. Brands is a sponsor of the show. Many of you have heard the advertising. They are a company that services all types of companies. In fact, they service, let me even jump in by listing off some of the industries that they service: the hospitality industry, transportation, B2B, restaurants, retail, nonprofit, tourism, finance, healthcare, real estate. And they all, anything that has to do with payroll solutions and HR services, that is their space. So we have the director of operations with us in the studio tonight. Loida, thank you so much. In fact, I want to just tease the crowd about some of the items we'll be talking about. We'll be talking about how to build a great team for your company, how to be an effective manager and a leader, and how to increase employee commitment and enthusiasm. Loida, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
Well, You have quite a storied background. You also do speaking, public speaking. You're a writer, an executive coach. Of course, you are the director of operations at Brands. Just tell us a little bit about your journey. Were you dreaming about this in high school? How did you get to where you are today?
Well, when I was in high school, I was really dreaming about doing international work, which I actually did for about 20 years, and had an opportunity to work in Europe and throughout Southeast Asia. And then in 2000, came back to the United States and started focusing on helping small to mid-size and even large-size businesses become more successful within their teams and developing their leadership skills and their managerial skills. So, Yishak, one of the things that I find is that people want to do a good job. It's important to them to be professional. It's important to them to learn and grow. And very often people, especially if you're not from a big, big international company that has a big training department, where do they go to get that kind of training? Where do they go to really learn and grow and develop? Very often people learn through their mistakes, and that could be timely and costly. So if people can seek out experts in the area to help and guide them, then they save a lot of time in being able to grow and develop their career. So that's how I started.
Now, because the listenership of this show is primarily small to medium-sized businesses, I have a million questions. I mean, certainly a one-hour show will not be enough time to get in everything, but we'll try. And the listeners are counting on me to do that. You touched on a fantastic point that probably over 90% of small businesses are challenged with, and that is training, right? Let's just describe the scene. You have a small business, they have 5 employees, they're starting to scale. They don't have a full-time individual just there in terms of training, onboarding people. It's kind of, bring them in and just hope they have the talent, and then they'll just, roll with the punches. How important is training? That's my first question. My second question is, how can a small business even dream about implementing a training program?
Two great questions. So the first question is, I think training is very important because it ensures that the staff member, let's assume you hire a new staff member. Mm-hmm. That staff member comes to you and they're very excited to do a good job. Mm-hmm. They want to do a good job. They want to support your company and your clientele. Mm-hmm. Very often they don't know exactly how because they're new. They don't know your culture.
Right.
They don't know your clients. They don't know how you as a small business owner want to run the business. No two businesses run alike. They want to do their best. So what happens when you have even a simple training program to help people answer the telephone correctly? There's some very, very basic rules. And unfortunately, very often we miss those because we just do what we've always done.
Right.
When your staff has an opportunity to be trained on some of those basics, I think your company comes across more professional. Mm-hmm. Your staff comes across feeling more professional and more confident when they're dealing with your clients and your customers, as it were.
So how would you recommend that a small or a medium-sized business begin the process of developing a training program? Like we understand there's, let's say, the optimum way of doing it, but then that's probably not realistic for a small business because of the budget involved. What would be the plan B? Okay. To approach training?
So plan A would be something like Dale Carnegie, for example, or organizations like that, which you mentioned earlier.
Right.
Plan B would be for someone in the organization to make a list of what are the critical things about their organization that touch the customer. So is that answering the telephone? That's your first line. If someone calls your company, they don't get you immediately. Right. They get someone who answers the phone, somebody in the office, a receptionist maybe. So that professional level should come across from that moment. Most entrepreneurs want that person that calls in to feel good, to feel like welcome at home. So the customer service person is everybody. Every person that works in your company should consider themselves customer-centric, customer-focused. So if you sit down and you make a list of what are the touch points that are important to me as an entrepreneur running a small business, mm-hmm. I would say answering the telephone is definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. Anytime there is any sort of customer service issue in handling a customer, we all try our best very hard sometimes we don't make a customer happy even though we're trying our best. So there's some rules around what does it take to make a customer happy? What does it take to keep a customer? It cost us a bundle of money to lose a customer and right. then have to go out and find a replacement for that right. customer. Yeah. So how do you teach your people to do that? So first make a list of what's important and then figure out, it's very simple. You can figure out the three or four things that have to be done in that job. So answer the telephone. That's simple. Everybody does it. Let's use that as an example if that's mm-hmm. okay with you.
Sure.
So when you answer the phone with a smile on your face. And actually smile, because that will come across. So if I'm answering the phone and I'm saying, good morning, 77 WABC Radio, and I'm smiling, see, right. you start laughing right
That's
away.
That's right. Right. I picked it up.
Exactly. And I say, thank you so much for calling us. How may I help you today? And then that person feels like a friend, welcome right. in your home. And then they can tell you. Now, if they're upset, now we have to teach the person answering the phone, say, I'm so sorry. It sounds like you're very upset. Let me take a minute, and can you just explain? I want to take some notes. I want to make sure I send you to the right department, send you to the right person that can handle that, and then take detailed notes. So that means the person on the phone has to have pencil, has to have paper right. to be able to take the notes, right. and then to know enough about your organization, who's the best person to answer that call. And if they say, I'm sorry, you know, Mr. Brands isn't here today. Let me take your name and number. I will ensure that he will call you tomorrow by 9 o'clock. Then they have to follow through with that.
Right.
Because
right.
to tell a customer something and not follow through is...
Right, it's also not...
Exactly. So those are some of the simple ways, and just using something like the telephone. Also, I think today the internet is very helpful mm-hmm. to have to go and see what, you know, Google it. What's some of the ways that I can answer the phone? What is the best practice? There's something called the telephone doctor. And you can actually buy some recordings and videos. Very successful. We use them at Brands. Very successful. And it's a reminder. It's a refresher right. when people right. answer the phone.
You know, such great advice. And I love the way you're saying it. It's you bring down to earth, you're presenting it in such a practical way, but it's true. And that really leads me to, and again, I thank Brands for the opportunity to have you come to the studio and present. Brands, what's your role at Brands? Director of Operations, that's like a big title. But what exactly does that encompass in terms of your work on behalf of Brands?
Well, one of the things when I started working with Mr. Weiser, Heshy Weiser, the mm-hmm. owner of the business, was I wanted to know what was important to him. And he said, first and foremost, my customers are my most important thing. I want to make sure they're taken care of. I want to make sure the staff is properly trained. Once that happens and that they're welcoming the customer into our business, I want to make sure that every single staff member understands what it takes to be a customer that's concerned about mm-hmm. their payroll, about mm-hmm. the problems around the issue. So they have to be experts in different areas of tax, of garnishments, of payroll law, of HR. And so then we started putting together a training program. Okay, what are the big topics that everyone needs to know, and what are the topics that we need to send to an expert? So there's some tax questions that frontline customer service specialists can answer, and there's some that you really need a CPA right. that's on their right. staff to answer. And so that's what I do. I work with them to be able to develop training programs that really help instill what are the processes that you need to do from the time a customer calls you, whether they request a report, whether they have a question about a new tax law or whatever it is. Who do they go to, and how do they answer that call consistently so that when you call, you're getting the same answer that Jonathan is getting, right. the same answer that Susanna is getting.
Consistent. To find out more information, brandspaycheck.com. That's the website to visit, brandspaycheck.com, or you could reach them at 888-757-3020. Again, to reach Brands Paycheck and HR Services, 888-757-3020, or online at brandspaycheck.com. Again, that's brandspaycheck.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute.
I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. I'm already incorporating some of the tricks that Lloyd had just taught me, right, about smiling. So you see, if I talk, and I actually usually do practice it, where I put in that smile, so right, you could hear that. But let's say I was a frown and I'm talking into a mic. Hi, Lloyd. Doesn't sound that good.
No, it doesn't.
And the people pick that up. So if you come on, hi, thank you for joining us here on Mind Your Business, and I raise my hands into the air, it comes through.
Your energy comes through, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So thank you. Thank you, Lloyd, for joining me here on Mind Your Business. As the Director of Operations at Brands Paycheck and HR Services, let me turn the question around this way. Why would it may seem like a dumb question, but I'm just going to ask it. Why is it important for a small business, a medium-sized business, to reach out to a payroll and an HR services company?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question because I think very often people believe they can do it themselves.
Right. And I'm asking the question from that vantage. But that's why I apologize that, you know, some people might sound like, what a dumb question. But I think there are a lot of people out there that do think like, hey, I'm smart enough. I think I'll do it on my own.
So here's what I would ask a small business or business entrepreneur to think about. They want to spend their time, whoever's the owner of that business and their key people within the organization, they want to spend their focus of their time growing their business, whether right. that's in sales or manufacturing or whatever it is. Payroll takes away from that. Payroll is one of those things that's very easy to outsource and outsource to the professionals. So let's just say Jonathan has a business and he's trying to go the business. Does he have the time and the bandwidth to learn what are the laws around payroll? What are the tax implications? Do they know how to file? Do they understand they have to file quarterly? Do they understand that they have to have the documentation necessary for their accountants at the end of the year in a certain format? Have they paid those quarterly fees? Because if they hadn't, ouch, at the end of the year, exactly, they're going to get a big surprise. One of the things that I love about business is when there's no surprises. And when you have a professional company handling your payroll, you can sleep at night. You don't have to worry about that part of your business because that's all they do 24/7. That is the focus of their business. And it allows you to focus completely on your business and grow your business without wondering or worrying about things that's not your area of expertise, that's not in your wheelhouse.
So it's a really fantastic point because taking care of payroll and HR solutions is something that can, like you said, can easily be outsourced to a professional, and it doesn't directly help you scale your business. It's a necessary part of scaling a business. But the owner of a company should focus on vision, implementing on how to scale. But as far as taking care of the all the HR needs for the team that they're hiring, they should outsource that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with the Director of Operations, Loida Noriega Wilson. I got it right. You see that? It took a few tries, but I got it right.
Excellent.
She is the Director of Operations at Brands Paycheck and HR Services. To find out more about them, visit them online, brandspaycheck.com. That's brandspaycheck.com. Or call 888-757-3020. Again, that's 888-757-3020. They service clients nationwide. And I'm just going to read off again the variety of industries that they service. The hospitality industry, retail, transportation, nonprofits, healthcare, B2B, tourism, real estate, restaurants, finance. Is it fair to say that really any type of industry is serviced by Brands?
I would say it's very fair to say that, yes. And okay. One thing I just want to say,
sure.
Many people don't realize that Brands has been around for over 40 years.
Yeah.
So you don't get to stay around managing people's payroll, their paychecks on a weekly basis or monthly basis, unless you do that very well, especially for 40 years.
Yeah, so that's a great point. You know, because today we talk about companies that pop up out of the blue and are successful after 2-3 years. That may be nice, and we encourage, you know, every company, and that, hey, they should come do business with Brands Paycheck. But the fact of the matter is, when someone's around for decades and 40-plus years, that right away is a statement, a testament to their reliability, their efficiency, just that you could rely on them. And especially as a business owner, you need to know that your vendors, you know, they have your back. And Brands is that type. For more information, brandspaycheck.com. That's brandspaycheck.com. Loida, here's another question. Just can you explain how a paycheck and HR service company, of course, like Brands, makes their clients more productive?
I think there are several ways in which they make their clients more productive. First of all, they allow the owners of the business to get some sleep. Because
that's a good point, by the way.
Yeah,
that really is.
Don't
take that for granted.
No, don't take it for granted. They are the ones that fully staff the experts on their side, so that the business of whatever business, small business that you're in, medium-sized business that you're in, has the opportunity to just get on with their business. And so I would say they save you time. Mm-hmm. They save you money. They save you making mistakes that may cost you money. Because, you know, when you don't pay your taxes on time or you miss something, and it could have been a very honest mistake. I think most people, when they make a mistake in their taxes or tax payments, it's an honest mistake.
Right.
They still charge you with the fine.
Yeah.
So even an honest mistake, you have to end up paying beyond, you know, correcting the problem. Mm-hmm. And I think having a company like Brands, they do all of that for you. They have tremendous expertise within their organization, people with lots of years of experience to know and to ask the right questions and to make sure that each and every customer that they have address their special needs. You know, some customers are very simple mm-hmm. in the payroll that they do. They do the mm-hmm. same payroll over and over every week. Some don't. Some of them have union facilities. And so the union wages and all of the complexity, it's very complicated. And Brands takes care of all of that. They sit with their clients on a regular basis to find out, what do you need? What are we doing right? What would you like to see more of? And then they adjust and adapt accordingly. So they're very customer-centric, very small business feeling, even though, you know, they can do nationwide work.
Now, I know that Brands services all types of businesses, including ones where a portion of the team works off-site. My question was actually about, it's really more of a managerial type of question, and that is working on-site versus off-site. Is there any type of professional recommendation that you have? And now, of course, Brands, I know that they service many bus companies, and you know, their drivers, of course, they're working off-site. But just from a workplace-related type of question, Are there any recommendations or I'm naturally every business, you know, has to have a model that they do on their own, but any type of recommendations that you have on that in terms of a company keeping work, you know, within an office or allowing the team to work remotely?
I think we're seeing more and more team members working remotely. Okay. Just as time has gone by, we saw very little of that 25 years ago.
Right.
And as time goes on, we're finding it more and more common. The key thing that I would say for every business owner is to really make sure that whether you have people on site or people off site, that you're constantly communicating what's going on in the business, what's happening, what do they need to change or adapt or do differently so that everyone stays current. I know some people, they work from their home or they work from a remote location office, mm-hmm. and sometimes they don't feel as connected. And so it's extra work for the business owner to go out to connect with them, to make sure their questions are answered, they know what's expected of them, they know the timelines, they know rules and policies that change. So having regular, even if it's just using Zoom or using Skype, mm-hmm. Have regular team meetings. Doesn't have to be every week. Could be a couple of times a month to bring everybody together so that they have the feeling of team. They have the feeling of family. I think we all could say we have family, and not always our family lives with us.
Right.
And sometimes they live far away. So what do? To get in touch with them? We use our iPads and we connect with them. We FaceTime, Zoom, we Skype. We have to do the same thing with our family of our business.
Now, I understand that Brands has actually a fantastic interface dashboard for the employer side to kind of manage the amount of time that a team is putting in, whether it's on-site or, of course, off-site. Perhaps you could share that, because this would be of great interest to business owners.
Of course. And that dashboard that you mentioned, ESOC, does a couple of things beyond just that. It's an operational dashboard to keep people informed. So if something comes up and you want to just post it right away, you don't want to wait because maybe your next team meeting is 10 days away,
right. You
can immediately post it so that everyone in the organization knows what's going on. Maybe it could be exciting news. Somebody had a baby. You got a new client. You're going into a new area. That gets people excited. And so when people start using the employee side of the dashboard, it's much easier for the company to be able to connect with all sorts of new things going on in the company.
And again, Brands, Paycheck, and HR Services has that built into the interface?
Yes. Yes, they have that. It is an option that you would have to purchase, but it is there. They also do all different types of timekeepings, coming and going, which sometimes people think, you know, timekeeping is just to see whether I'm in the business or not. Actually, a lot about timekeeping is a security issue. It's a safety issue to know how many employees are where at one time. God forbid there should be an outage, a power outage, a fire, anything like that. You want to make sure you know who's in the building at any given time. So timekeeping isn't just about keeping track of employees' time. It's much broader than that.
My guest this evening is none other than Loida Noriega Wilson. Okay, I'm getting there. The Director of Operations at Brands, Paycheck, and HR Services. To find out more about them, the easiest way is to visit them online, because that's where you'll also get to see the wide range of services that they offer to small, medium, and large businesses. They service all types of businesses nationwide for all HR-related services. Their website is brandspaycheck.com. That's brandspaycheck.com. If you wish to call them, their number is 888-757-3020. Again, that's 888-757-3020. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroch Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Loida Noriega Wilson. She is the Director of Operations at Brands Paycheck and HR Services, and we're having some really fantastic conversation all about building a great team, how to train a great team, anything related to employees, and of course, how could you scale a business and build a business without a great team? And therefore, if I can't even imagine a business not benefiting from a show like this. In case you're just tuning in now, guess what? By Tuesday morning, it will be up on the archives. All you have to do is visit mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. And just click on the Loida. You'll see her face there. And clicking, and you'll be able to listen to the entire show. It also will be up as a video episode. I believe this will also become a C-Suite TV episode. There's such great content. And we thank our friends at Brands Paycheck and HR Services for making this all possible. To find out more about them, visit BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com. Loida, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about building a great team and retaining a great team. Not an easy feat, but you certainly have the life experience to give good guidance on this. So I hope I'm not putting you on the spot. Am I challenging you with such an important question?
No, I don't think you're putting me on the spot at all. You. I think it's a critically important question for businesses of all sizes.
Yes.
Particularly, I think, for small businesses, because every hire that they make is so critical to the overall team. So if I can, I'd like to start with the hiring piece, and then we'll move on to retaining. Is
sure.
that okay?
Yeah, and it certainly makes sense. That's how they can't retain someone before you hire them. Yes.
So I think one of the things that I find most organizations do, and I would ask them to really think about it and readjust a little bit. When they go out to fill a position, let's just say they're filling an accountant position within the organization, somebody that's going to do the bookkeeper, you know, do invoicing or things like that. They look for the skill set. You know, does this person have the skill set to do the job? Yes, they look at their resume, they look at their training record, they look at their, you know, their education record. Yes, the person has the skills and they hire them. And suddenly, it doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work sometimes is because they look for skill set. They didn't look for the cultural fit. Does that person have the right attitude to work in this company? If you have a very fast-paced company where things are moving and switching and changing all the time on a regular basis, and your accountant likes things very slow and take it easy and double-check and triple-check and quadruple-check, the culture of those two or the individual in the organization is
going to clash.
That's right. Absolutely. So I find that most people, when it's not working in an organization, it's not a skill set issue.
Wow.
It becomes
in most
a
cases, fascinating.
So I would just say when you're out there and you're interviewing, yes, skill set play a part, but you can teach a lot of different things within the organization. You cannot teach attitude. So I would just encourage everyone to think about your organization. What's the attitude you want in your workers? There's a lot of great stories. Southwest Airlines is an excellent company that built their entire history on hiring for attitude. And they teach you the rest. So I would say start with that when you hire people. Once they're on board with you, obviously being able to support them, train them, listen to them.
Training.
Very often we hire someone, we let them do the job, and maybe we'll talk to them, you know, a month later. Mm. When someone's new, they need, you know, it's like a new friend, right? You spend time. You need to teach them what's important. You need to listen. What is that working for that person? What ideas do they have to make their department better? And so that requires, unfortunately, some level of time. Now, owners say, well, listen, I'm running a business here. I don't have time to spend with that. It doesn't take a lot of time. You can take a couple of minutes in the morning. Good morning. Hello. How is it going? You know, what are some challenges? How can I help you be more successful in your job? Those sorts of things. As your staff matures and becomes more independent because they know, one of the things that I think is so critical, and it sounds like I'm plugging brands, but they do this and they do this really well, is they have team meetings a couple of times a month where they brainstorm ideas. What can we do to do something more efficiently, more effectively, better, smoother? And the ideas come from the frontline people that are doing the work. So they have the pride of having certain processes implemented. Their idea was taken into account. Their idea was implemented. And that helps to bring the team together as a real team. So they are learning. They are growing. That's a critical part. The number one reason why people love a company is because they have an opportunity to continue to learn and grow, and that they're opinions matter, and they have a voice. Those are the three most important things. So if companies remember that, so the first important thing is the employee feels they are heard. Somebody takes the time to listen to them. The second most important thing is that an opportunity to learn and grow is there for that individual.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a big company. You can cross-train. You can do all sorts of interesting things, but give people that opportunity. And of course, give people the respect that they're part of the team and their ideas matter.
So especially with number three, that would go a long way towards retaining great talent, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because why would I want to leave if I love working here, you respect me, I can contribute, and you value what I have to say. You're putting it into place. Maybe it's not the total idea. It's a piece of an idea. Somebody else had another piece of an idea, and we can work on it together. Today is, you know, hiring people is very tough.
Yeah.
Our unemployment rate is so, unemployment rate is so low.
Right. That's right. And it's becoming a challenge to get great talent and to keep them.
Absolutely. So keeping them, that's one of the ways to keep them, is to really make them feel a part of the team, and that they're well respected and their ideas matter.
I love the point that you brought up about that at brands, they have regular brainstorming meetings. See, that's something that the average client of brands probably doesn't even realize. But it's just such a fantastic idea because it improves the services and the ideas and the ways that they could service the clients of brands it's just transparent to the end. They don't even know about these meetings, but the way that brands services their clients is being vastly improved as a result of these meetings.
Absolutely, and they do this all the time. So very often, Mr. Weiser will call me and say, you know, can we do a team meeting that's a brainstorming session in the tax department or in the customer service department? I want to get everybody's ideas in the specialized areas. And then that's it. It just blossoms and everybody just it takes on a life of its own that's very positive. People get very energized by that.
Fantastic. You know, let's talk about something that's a very sensitive point, micromanaging. Now, don't run away from the mic there, Loida.
I won't. Okay. I promise. I'm keeping
Thank
my
you.
Shoes on.
The fact is that micromanaging on one hand has an advantage because then the owner or the executive team have the ability to ensure that quality is being, you know, is being followed through on. Yet at the same time, I imagine that to many talented teammates or employees, they're like, okay, you know, just kind of, you know, back off. Let me do my work. I'm sorry to toss this tough one to you, but I know it's on people's minds. What's your guidance on great, you know, delegation by either, you know, micromanaging or trying to pull the ownership, pull themselves back and not micromanage? What's your advice on all this?
Oh, boy, you hit such a hot topic.
Sorry.
From both managers okay. as well as employees.
Yes.
I hear that a lot.
Yes.
I think what happens is managers don't realize that they're micromanaging. They just want to get the job done, and they want to get the job done their way or the way they envision it.
Right.
And what they really don't realize is the kind of hidden message that they're giving an employee. And that hidden message is, I don't trust you. Mm. You can't do this on your own. You don't have enough experience. You're not good enough to do this job. Now, that is not what the manager intends at all.
Right.
That's how it feels when someone is being micromanaged, because he doesn't trust me enough to do it on my own. He's got to tell me every little piece. And what happens is, over time, the feeling that I get as the employee is I pull back and pull back, and the manager has to do more and do more and do more. So it's a trap for the manager. And it's a trap from which it just keeps spiraling, and it takes time. So it takes more and more and more of the manager's time to do the work. And the manager's frustrated, the employee's frustrated. It's not the best and ideal situation. So you brought up a question. How do you kind of break that?
Right.
How do you stop that from happening? And I would say there's a few things about breaking the habit of this.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, is the micromanager has to realize that they're micromanaging. So maybe the employee might have to tell them, you know, I can really handle this. You don't have to micromanage. The other thing is that the manager should really sit down and take a look at, why am I micromanaging? Do I have the right person with the right skill set doing this job? Or am I trying to fit a square peg in a round hole? Take a look at that and make some assessments around doing that and delegating, because sometimes I'm afraid to delegate because who's going to do it as good as me?
Right. That's always the concern.
Right.
That's always the concern.
And the answer is, if I don't teach someone to do it as good as me, I will have to do it for forever.
Yeah.
So if I teach you the way I think, if I teach you why and what, how I learned and why I do it a certain way, answering the why question is very important for someone who's learning. Very, very important.
Comes back to training.
That's
right. Comes back to training.
Absolutely. It comes back to training. So taking the time to teach your employee, when you delegate a task, don't just delegate and walk away. That's a disaster in the making, a disappointment in the making. You have to decide, does this person have the basic skill sets to do the job?
Mm-hmm.
Do they want to do it? Is it something they're going to want to learn and embrace, that you've trusted them with something new that they can grow and learn?
Mm-hmm.
And then be specific in teaching them how to do it. Give them all the information. Give them the timelines, what your expectation is. Give them what the end looks like. When you finish this job, it should look like there's one piece of paper. It's all on one paper.
Mm-hmm.
It should have these 3 points. It should have this outline, and it should be completed by 3 o'clock on Friday. Now, don't wait to check at noon on Friday, right? Because you might be disappointed.
Right.
We don't know that it was clearly understood as we intended. So check on Wednesday. Just say, look, I'm just doing a check-in. Can I see how it's going? What questions do you have? Trust that the person will do the job the way you've explained it, and then verify that they are on track. And I think as you practice, you'll get a little better at delegating.
You know, I have to thank Brands Paycheck and HR Services for making this interview happen. Loida Noriega Wilson is certainly, I mean, from just listening, you know, the way you're answering these questions, tough questions, and you just answer it with such clarity is special, and I appreciate it greatly, because it helps get our ratings up there. You know,
we got
to stay in the top 10, and it's having guests like yourself that keep us there. Just before we go to commercial break, I want to remind the listeners how they can get in touch with Brands. Again, they do all types of HR services and, of course, handle payroll needs. BrandsPaycheck.com, that's the website to find out more information about them. BrandsPaycheck.com. Or you could reach them at 888-757-3020, 888-757-3020. They happen to be in the Brooklyn area, but they service clients nationwide. So, therefore, their location is technically irrelevant, although they have a quite a big footprint here in Brooklyn. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Thank you for joining us here on Mind Your Business. This is the Mind Your Business show with Yitzhak Saflis every Sunday night at 10 p.m. And you know, this week we have the great pleasure of having Loida Noriega Wilson. She is the Director of Operations at Brands Paycheck and HR Services. Loida, the time flies when we record these shows.
It does, right? Doesn't it? It's amazing.
It's like, what? It's amazing. Now, of course, time tracking is a big part of what Brands does, no? You know, before I get to some of the other questions that I have, and I hope I get to all of them, you know, many businesses have delicate questions that are related to payroll. Let's say someone is, you know, they're running a company, they need a great outfit to handle all their payroll and HR needs. They're not sure that they're switching from where they are. Can they reach out to someone at Brands just to discuss what their needs are? And then obviously Brands has the opportunity to explain what they could bring to the table. Maybe you could even provide some of the complexities out there that a business owner should be aware of and that Brands provides.
Yes, I think they can definitely reach out to Brands. Brands is more than happy to sit down with them to discuss individual needs. So one organization that I know of works with several different unions. Mm-hmm. And so there are different union rates, different journeyman wages that have to be considered, the way the each paycheck has to be calculated to pay for union dues, as well as the rates, as well as the tax, as well as any garnishments that has to happen is very complicated. And so I would encourage organizations to call Brands, sit down with Sam, with Heshi, and just say, this is what we have. All discussions are confidential. Whether you use them or you choose not to use them, all that information is kept confidential. And they will put in custom something that works for your organization. I've seen them on many occasions really work hard with each individual client around these customized issues and how best to service them. And I've been very, very impressed with the way they handle that with the client.
Wow. In order to reach out to them, if you prefer to do it online, brandspaycheck.com, and you'll see there's a button on the top right about how to reach out to them, request a quote, and to put in your information. Again, online, it's brandspaycheck.com, or if you wish to call, it's 888-757-3020. Again, 888-757-3020 and extension 2. Loida, in the couple of minutes that we have, perhaps we could talk about, you know, the complexities of labor laws. And I know that you talk about labor law documentation. Perhaps you could, you know, discuss that. It's a rather delicate issue. Many business owners may not even be aware of how complicated, you know, this is all, you know, all this is. And perhaps you could shed some light on this.
Right. This is something that's very, very important, particularly in the current tight labor market that we're in. Any organization of any size, and don't just think because you only have 5 employees, you kind of fly under the radar screen, because it doesn't work like that. The Department of Labor can come in at any point in time and require the documentation on your staff. If you do not have the proper documentation, you could be fined up to $2,000 per infraction. So let's say you have one employee and you're looking at their file, the Department of Labor is looking at their file, and they see 3 errors in that file.
6K.
Boom. 6K, just like that. And so it sounds like, well, you know, it's not really that big of a deal, but it adds up very quickly. So if you don't have a systematic way of keeping all employee files and really tight on the documentation, it could cost you very quickly thousands upon thousands of dollars. So that's why it's really important to have the guidance of what you need to have, how do you need to have it, especially now with everything that's going on with immigration, with comings and goings, with the laws changing. You want to make sure that your company is covered with the latest experienced person. And, you know, it could be your attorney, which is going to charge you a lot more than your payroll company
that's
you know, that's really well versed in that.
Now, we touched on it earlier in the show, but I understand that Brands uses cutting edge technology, you know, in terms of their processes. This might be a simple question to some, but why is it important for to rely on a company that's up to date with the most current technology as opposed to, you know, just good old pencil and paper?
Well, I would say pencil and paper still works.
Okay.
So I don't want to say it doesn't work. It definitely still works. Pencil, paper, and don't forget your calculator. That all still works. And yes, you can use your phone.
Okay.
It takes a lot more time when you use just pure pencil and paper. When you have the technology, it allows you to go through things more quickly. It allows you to have reduced errors because you have a built-in system that's going to catch those errors and formulas that are automatically set up. And I would say that's something that they have put in a lot of focus on from the first day that I met the company and the organization to today, keeping up with technology and the knowledge of all labor laws, tax laws, et cetera, has been a big focus because that's what supports the customer.
Right.
You know, that's exactly what supports the customer. So it's really important to do that. No one likes to have surprises because pencil and paper, you forgot something. In a system that's technology, it's going to remind you, hey, you didn't fill in this box, or hey, you've got taxes coming due in 6 weeks. And so that's why the technology, I think, is really very, very important. I mean, think about just the technology of a simple telephone.
Right.
What if you were using technology of a telephone that was 20 years ago?
Right. Right. So you got a caller ID is missing, and whatever the case, the host of features that a plain telephone today offers
is it's very, you know, very different.
So
it's no different with the business technology that we have. And it's very expensive for a small growing business, a small business owner, a medium-sized business owner to be able to buy that type of technology and fine-tune it to their needs. So having Brands is a perfect blend.
For more information about Brands Paycheck and HR Services, visit them online, brandspaycheck.com. That's brandspaycheck.com. Or call them at 888-757-3020. Again, 888-757-3020. Loida, the time goes very fast here on the show.
You said it would.
We are basically out of time. But I have time for one last question.
Okay.
And now it's an open-ended question, but feel free to answer it any way you wish. And that is, if there was a single tip, a piece of advice that you would share with small to medium-sized businesses, what would it be?
I would say it's so obvious that people are going to say, what? When you increase your employee engagement and your employee commitment, the studies across the board show you increase your profitability on the bottom line. And I don't know of a business owner that doesn't want to increase their bottom line, right? That's why we're all in business here. So increasing that employee engagement really does bring real dollars into your organization. So I would apply three simple rules. One, know your staff member. Know what's important to them and truly listen to them when they speak so that they are a part of the fabric and the thinking of your organization. Second, make sure to support your staff members in fulfilling some of their dreams and ambitions. Every single person has their own dreams and their own ambitions. And when a boss takes the time to listen to them and to really ask, what are your dreams? What do you hope to do 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Whether it's buy a new car or purchase a home or have a baby or whatever it is, save money so I can support my family, you know, as they get older, my parents. Mm-hmm. Help your staff in reaching one of their personal goals. That staff member will be golden to you. The last thing is to be consistent with your values. You have to walk the talk. You can't say one thing and act differently because your employees are going to call you out on it. They're going to know that. So I would say be yourself. Be a respectful boss. Be a kind boss. Set a high bar. You know, I'm not saying let people get away with stuff. Set a high bar. But be the role model that you want everyone in your organization to be. And if you do those three simple things, I think you will see employee engagement and commitment on behalf of your employees really rise.
Loida, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. What a fantastic show.
This has been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And just a final shout out to Brands Paycheck and HR Services to find out more about them. Call 888-757-3020, 888-757-3020, or visit them online, brandspaycheck.com. That's brandspaycheck.com. Well, we are out of time, but tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.